Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You know what Strebel is? He doesn't have like one of those password keychains, Jack, on Apple. So all of his Apple to Apple stuff isn't all set up right.
You're right. Yeah, I don't have that. I don't even know how to do it.
And James Strebel.
Don't. Lloyd Gardner and Billy Reid. No computers more than you.
Probably. I'm not going to defend myself here.
You're going to be one of those guys that can't do this.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I don't know what to do.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Did you at least use the wallet feature to get in on Ticketmaster? You did. Hang on. Let me turn you back on. There you go.
Yeah, okay. As soon as I accepted the tickets,
you're good
it
to go.
Automatically put it in the wallet. So I was good.
Well, there you go. Hey, we're locked and loaded tonight. Bills Titans coming your way. 7:30 Monday Night Football right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then we'll have ALCS Game 3, Astros and Red Sox, 7:30 over on 93.9 The Ville. Jax, that's 1-1, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is.
They can both lose. That is like if you're a Louisville fan, that's like watching Kentucky and Kentucky play in the finals.
Oh, there you go.
Watching the Astros and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
So I'm not watching it.
You're not going to watch it
so
at all?
I'm not watching a minute of it.
It was on the KS Bar TV the other night, Friday.
So you KS Bar was open late.
You want Matt to talk to you? Do you want me to call him?
No, you don't have to.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Maybe I'll see him Wednesday.
Maybe you will. You might. We'll have to talk about that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Double J. We thought Justin Jeffries was pissed off at us. All right, he joins us now. I heard you on the radio like 8 times on Saturday, and I go, what did I say about Jeffries? What did Jack do? Anyway, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good. I apologize. Listen, I'm one of those that I'll see a text message pop up, and like if I'm busy at work or something, I'll be like, you know what, I'll text him back in a little bit. And then 2 days later, I look back through my text messages, and I've got like 4 from Jack, and I'm like, dang on. I definitely left my guy out there hanging. But no, everything's good.
Poor Jack just out there.
Dejected.
Just out there dejected.
Women.
Figuring you were the sure thing, Jeffries. You were the sure thing to talk a little UK football.
Yeah.
Before the big game, and you're not the sure thing, and he's just out there by himself. So there you go.
Exactly.
How much 100%. Woodford? How much alcohol did you drink between 3:30 and 7 o'clock on Saturday? What was your day
all
like?
Of it.
All of it.
All of it. Yeah, all of it. I started off with a little bit of Makers. I started with some Makers and Diet, and then went to the Tall Boy Miller Lights, and those go down like water, especially when I'm yelling and screaming at my TV.
Yep.
And then before you know it, I'm talking about Mexico on the post game show. So that's where we're at.
that's where you went. Well, now that you've had a few days to digest,
the big blue wall look like Mexico right now.
There he is. What bothered you the most about Saturday? Let's start there. What was it? The big blue wall.
I'd probably say for me, the early mistakes, not being able to line up before. Snap, pre-snap penalties, you know.
First drive of the game.
Earlier.
First drive of the game. Illegal formation. You're going to be a 2nd and 4. You're moving the ball. You're in Georgia's territory. You get an illegal formation where a wide receiver is like 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It looked like Canadian football, Justin. That's what it looked like.
Exactly.
Man, it looked like Canadian football. Go look at it. Like, what the hell's going on? Is Mark Trestman out there? What's going on?
Mark Trestman.
Is it Doug Flutie?
Doug Flutie, yeah. Johnny Manziel back in the Canadian football.
I lost it. Like, I was watching with a couple of buddies, and they were like, why are you so mad? It's only a 5-yard penalty. I was like, listen, I said, we just went from 2nd and 4 to 1st and 15, and against a defense that early we could tell that we would have just moved the ball and pushed that defensive line around. Like, dude, listen, 5 yards is a lot. And just early mistakes, and then, you know, like everybody, damn fumble that was an incomplete pass, that was a fumble, and it's sitting in Jaquez Jones's lap, and if he just puts his damn paws on it, you know, we're going the other way. And then instead of it being third and, what, 14, third and 15, it's third and four, and then they slam it down your throat, and you go up and you go down 7-0 when it could have been 7-7, or it could have been, we could have been going in 14-0. I'm more pissed off about stuff like that. When you beat yourself, you can't beat yourself against big teams or against elite teams like that. I would have rather gotten the doors blown off of us than be able to go back and listen and think about, well, if that would have went this way or if that would have went that way. Listen, I had hope. I still had hope in the second half. Now, that hope diminished very quickly as Georgia just ran it down our throats in that first drive. But, you know, just going back to early, the mistakes, and they were you did them yourself. They were self-inflicted.
What kind of coaching, and again, I know you're not in Mark Stoops' locker room, but what kind of coaching usually goes into, hey, when the ball's on the ground, recover the ball, even if it looks silly, and obviously that's a huge play. I mean, that's a punch right to the throat in a title fight, and you made it 14 minutes into the game. That gave them a touchdown.
Exactly. I mean, it's one of those things that they always say, play to the whistle. And that's an old cliche, and it is what it is. But I never heard a whistle. And even one of my buddies was like, hey, they're letting that play go. Mm-hmm. And even if you look silly picking up, they do it all the time in the league. And they look like idiots running back with clear incomplete passes. And I would rather, you know, take the L and be on, you know, be on Sports Center saying, what was this idiot doing, than get a damn fumble. I mean, that's one of the things that they teach, you know, at all costs, just grab the ball. Just grab the damn ball.
And he's been good. Jaquez Jones has been solid this season.
Yeah.
And that was
he saved the Florida game. He saved the Florida game for us. He's put up really decent, pretty good, but not even decent, good numbers this year. He's been somebody that's come in and made an impact, like he was brought in. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, and he even went on Twitter and said, that was on me. I was like, yeah, bro, it was on you. Sorry, I can't help you on that one.
Justin Jeffries with us here to take on ESPN 680 1057 on this Monday. Strubel, you think of some things over there.
Sure, okay? I got some stuff.
That Georgia, okay, so you're an offensive lineman. You look up and you see that front line on Georgia, and poor Luke Fortner and others were just getting tossed around. I mean, that's an NFL. That's, I mean, obviously, full of that front seven, full of NFL guys. Who can you compare that kind of defensive line to back to when you played?
Well, everybody always, you know, gets on to me on the text line saying I'd always go back to the 07. Well, I'm going back to 07 again. Against LSU, they had Glenn Dorsey. Glenn Dorsey was a defensive tackle for them. Tyson Jackson, the guy who I went up against.
Yeah.
Both first-round draft picks. It was that type of game. But I think I would have felt like the Big Blue Wall would have measured up a little bit better than we did, but I guess not. I think when I think of the Big Blue Wall, I think of more the tackles than I do internal. I think that was our weakness, and we've seen the internal, the guts, if you call it, of the offensive line, you know, struggle at times this year, even against some lesser opponents. And when you have Jordan Davis, that's, what, 6'8", 450 pounds, and has an 84-inch vertical and can run a sub-4 flat for a 40, you know, when you have a dancing bear like that in front of you, yes, you're going to get manhandled. And I've gone up against some guys like that, and I even told my buddy that played in the league and played with, I was like, man, I'm not a punk, but I don't think I would have wanted any parts of that the guts of the defensive line for Georgia, man. They were just legit. They were legit. Technique was legit, and they just out-athleted us.
Dude, Davis took his forearm and put it under Fortner's armpit and picked him up. He picked him up with his wrist.
That's never happened to me.
He threw him.
I mean, it was like
he's a child. It was just discarded him out of the way.
Listen, I hate to do this. It was blindside. It was blindside when Michael Orr was like lifting a guy that looked like me, and he put him up into the stands. Luke Fortner, he's big.
Shoved him over the fence.
these poor guys.
That's what I do to my daughters. That is what I do to my daughters.
He
looked like my 10-year-old.
Yes, it looked like a father throwing a child in the air
and then
catching the child.
That's exactly
a toddler. Right. That's exactly what it looked like.
Agreed.
It seems, I mean, other things in the game, just quickly, Justin Jeffries, we can let you go. It just, early on, They tried to run the football. They tried, and I think they put Smoke and McClain in because those guys are faster, right?
Yeah.
They knew up the middle. I mean, they were hoping to get something, but they couldn't get 3 yards. I mean, once Georgia shut that down, and at that point you knew things are going. I mean, you're going to have to throw the ball a lot more. I never thought Kentucky threw it downfield. But I think a lot of that has to do
with Georgia.
Yeah, well, it has to do with Georgia. Tight ends aren't fast for Kentucky.
Right.
And we know, especially without Josh Ali, the playmaker. We know recruiting-wise what Mark Stoops is saying. We need playmakers. We need playmakers because they never could utilize any Levis stuff. They played the Terry Wilson offense on Saturday.
Yeah.
They never tried to use some of that arm strength. They had a couple shots downfield, but nothing like that. They never challenged an injured bunch of safeties and corners for Georgia. That's how good Georgia is up front. They have backups behind them on the back end of that defense, and you never would have known it on Saturday.
I absolutely agreed. And you know, going back to the internals of the offensive line, I think you saw that a lot. We held the width of the pocket, and I know I'm kind of getting deep in the weeds, but the tackles held the width of the pocket. But Will Levis would get in his drop, finish his drop, and Jordan Davis was already in his lap. Like, you can't do any kind of play action. You can't sit back and let Wandell, you know, try to get behind a safety when you have 6'8", 350 in your face and you haven't even finished your drop. I think that had a lot to do with it. And then, you know, Will Levis just doing Will Levis things, you know, being tough, being gritty, being juicy. You know, to be able to make hay when the sun's shining. You know, when it came to, you know, when there's pressure in his face, he was able to, you know, squirt around and get yards and not take sacks. And Will Levis, I know I was probably deep in bourbon infusion when I tweeted, but I said he slung the ball around. And I need to taper that back a little bit. But to be able to hit wide receivers, tight ends in the hands, in the face mask, and those are big plays that adds up in my mind to where, okay, if Drew or Justin Rigg catches that wheel route, and even though I'm faster than Justin Rigg, he's going to get a first down. We get some momentum, opens up the playbook a little even more. Just being able to get, like you said, playmakers. And if I'm a wide receiver recruit that's even half decent, you know, top, you know, 4 or 5 star. If I'm a 4 or 5 star guy, and I'm seeing Will Levis back there with the arm strength and the talent that he has, and I see a stable of running backs, which I know I think C-Rod's a senior, but if I'm seeing that, and I know, okay, I can come in and make an impact really, really fast.
Oh, did he drop?
Oh, we lose Double J.
There he is.
Okay, yeah, sorry. But, yes, I think, you know, they can come in and make an impact, and that should help. You would think that would help recruiting, you know, bringing in some young guys to be able to help at least catch the damn ball. As an offensive lineman, that's the worst thing in the world, seeing a wide receiver catch a wide-open pass.
Just let it drop. I mean, that happened multiple times the second
half. Well, not everything they've done this year has been 3 yards. Everything they did on Saturday was 3 yards.
Within a window.
It was the Jarvis Landry number.
Yeah.
Again, 12, 12, 12 catches, what, 29, 39 yards.
And a touchdown.
You got one for Double J before we get him out of here?
Yeah, absolutely. Justin, so heading into Mississippi State, I mean, talk about, I guess, the importance of that game now, and then, you know, how do the players bounce back? Because, I mean, I know most of the fans, except for a few, didn't believe in winning that game that could happen. You could tell the players did. I mean, the players thought they were going to. So after getting smacked in the mouth like that against Georgia, what is it like for this bye week, and how do they get back mentally ready to go in 2 weeks?
Well, it's good, you know, for a couple of things. You know, at least you competed to a certain extent athletically. I mean, I know up front we didn't, but on other fronts in the game, we did compete with them athletically, and the drop off wasn't as big as in past years where you could tell, you know, we were just a little old Kentucky and Georgia was this big bad team. So at least you knew you could compete and now get healthy. I mean, hopefully we can get Marquard McCall, get him back from Mississippi State. I mean, we in 2006 we went and got the doors beat off of us at LSU, and came back and beat Mississippi State that following week after a bye. So the bye can get your head together, kind of get some rest and relaxation, get your feels about you, And Mississippi State is probably Mississippi State and UT. I said UT last night on Round of Shots, which you weren't on. I said UT, but I think Mississippi State going down to Starkville. You got to get that win, because if you don't, then you might as well. Those starting 6-0 means nothing if you don't go out and beat who you're supposed to beat moving forward.
Why are you never on a Round of Shots, Treble? Honestly, what are you doing right now? I should have looked it up. Usually I do, but it's just not.
Well, there are some things.
Monster veto. That's a monster veto.
I hadn't really seen. I was gone Friday night. I was gone all day Saturday.
Okay.
And then Sunday we were busy. I hadn't had some time to spend with the wife, so we spent some time together and, you know, relaxed and caught up, you know. And she's got to work a lot this week, so, you know, we use that time.
Are you alleging you ditched Round of Shots for alone time with your wife? That's what it sounds like you're getting at.
Time with the wife, yes. Yes. So it was, yeah.
Yes.
You know, time
with the wife. Let me answer that for you, Struble, yes.
Yeah.
I love Jeffrey. Silent on the other end, just listening.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on around him right now?
I know how to let it breathe.
And he just suddenly put on the. I like how he suddenly just said, I said that on a Round of Shots last night where Streamer wasn't on. He just kept going with the tape.
I knew you missed it.
That's masterfully done, Justin.
I just knew you missed it. All right, Justin, appreciate the time, man. Take care, brother. Safe travels around the state this week. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. See you guys.
All right,
later,
he is.
Justin.
Look at you.
I love how he just outed you like that.
He did.
You're never on this anymore.
I was waiting for
it. You should feel bad. Here's why you should feel bad, because you're one of the main titles.
I know I did. Last night I was sitting there and
these
I was like.
Those are unbelievable.
I know.
His face is even worse, Jack.
I was sitting on the couch and I was like, all right, we go on in like 20 minutes. I was like, what do I want to do here? I was like, she's sitting over here.
Oh, so you canceled and last minute on him?
I had a bourbon. In my hand, and we were, I don't even know what we were watching.
You just full-on big-timed him.
I didn't big-time him. I was like, I'm sorry, but, you know.
This is big-timing.
I hadn't seen her in a while. So,
this is the definition of big-timing.
Yeah, it's literally, I'm not saying, I understand your reasoning,
but
that doesn't mean that you're not
big-timing. No, I know, and I hate, I don't like that term, but I know it's applicable here, because I'm not big-time at all, not in the least, but it was what it was. I felt, there was part of me that felt bad, but then, you know, it ended up being a very nice evening.
Jack, I don't know what to do. What do you want me to do? You want me to do a BJ heating and cooling read right now?
They're
I don't know what to do.
It's
I'm totally
weather's getting
cool. No, but it's just how do I want to put this? Round of Shots, which is a YouTube podcast.
Yeah.
With you and Jeffries.
And Max Godby and Kevin Hale. Wait,
Max Godby's still doing this with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's on it more often than you are.
Who was on John
Clay?
Okay, but I was just like, Kevin Hale's the other guy. He has a sex room. He does this in his sex room.
Yes, with the candles.
Okay, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, so the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, the bed and the candles and everything else. The sheets and the, I don't know.
Satin sheets,
there's
I believe.
Swing jack. I don't know what's going on.
There might be a whip on the ground. Handcuff.
But Round of Shots is built around that.
Yeah.
And then you diss it for alone time with your wife is perfect. You know, it really is. Did she even know about Round of Shots?
Yeah.
So she knew that you were just ditching Round of Shots.
Well, she knows that I do a podcast, but she doesn't really keep up like when I do it. She like knows like I do a podcast once a week. She doesn't really pay attention to it. But like she didn't even register with her last night. She didn't like say, aren't you supposed to be doing something right now or whatever? I think we were just enjoying the moment.
Enjoy the moment, Jack.
And my purpose.
Oh, the story.
I really don't even remember what we were watching.
Well, here's what I don't understand.
You don't remember what you were watching?
No. why they don't move on from you?
I know.
Because
I mean
this is
I understand
15,
that.
This is 15 minutes before you go on the air. And then it's not about them being able to fill time. It's just,
right.
You know, I mean, it's 15 minutes before they went on, before the guys went live. And you were at Big Blue Madness.
Yeah.
You did the pre- and post-game shows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the headlining guy.
It's just one of those things, like, I made a decision. I had a decision to make.
They feel that you're the star.
I don't believe that. I don't. There's plenty of stars on there.
That's the reason they keep up with you. That's the reason they stick with you.
I don't think so. I don't think that's the case. I think that John Clay's a bigger star than I am. They have the guests are bigger than me.
Save that. John Clay's a bigger star than I am. Is John Clay a bigger star than Cerebral? I don't know if I'm willing just to say that.
He's a legitimate journalist.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean he's a star.
Okay. In his own way.
Okay, just because he's a journalist, that's his job title.
I know.
That doesn't mean that he's a star.
More people know.
This is not a ranking of journalists. If so, we'd be at the very bottom. The very bottom. Texas says, enjoying the moment. My man had alone time instead of doing round of shots. Texas says, reboot Strebel, he's breaking.
I'm fine. I'm good. I'm good.
That was a lie.
Texas says, my God, the veto.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting Justin to do that. He did the right thing.
Texas wants to know if Strebel, if you would double date with Ents.
I don't know. I'd have to meet the lady first. I don't know. I don't know anything about anything. He's so secretive about everything. I wouldn't know.
Texas says the alien podcast moved on. Round of shots will move on as well. Strebel's becoming flaky.
I'm not flaky. I'm not. Oh yeah. I moved on from the Alien Podcast. Maybe it's me that needs to move on. Maybe I need to move on. I don't know.
Texter, Strebel's wife probably would have preferred him do round of shots rather than watching him binge drink all night.
I didn't binge drink all. I had a bourbon last night before I went to bed. Binge drink all night. I didn't binge drink last night. If I binge drink last night, I wouldn't be feeling as good as I do today. I had a bourbon before I went to bed. One. That's it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Texas says, Jack, can you play Strebel stuttering clips from last Friday's mixtape?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, they were. Kellen was listening to it on the way.
Oh, was he?
To Lexington. He heard it. Yeah,
what did he think of that?
He thought it was funny.
Of course he did.
Yeah, he was laughing.
That's his humor. It's about his age.
Yeah, exactly. He's the target audience.
He's our demo. He's about nine years old, and that's about it.
He's cackling in the
back.
Yeah,
well, he should. There you go. Strebel. There's so many. That's enough, Jack.
Okay,
we can't go through all of
words,
these.
Those aren't words.
Louis Rabeau texts me. He goes, that pause about double dating with Ents was longer than the actual pause.
I don't know anything about his girlfriend. I don't know anything about her.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah?
Alabama just got another basketball recruit.
Oh, did they? Oh,
cleaning up.
Who'd they get?
Nate Oates is cleaning up, dude. Him and Musselman are absolutely cleaning
so
right
is
now.
So is Cal.
Clean.
Is Cal not cleaning up? You see Shaden Sharp this weekend? Did you see Chris Livingston this weekend? Did you see Adembona this weekend?
Adembona?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Oh, he had they had this Geico Classic thing or whatever.
Yeah.
All three balled out. Shaden Sharp was just dunking all over everybody.
Cronin, yeah.
No, he's not. Yeah. UCLA's done. They're done. They're going to underachieve this season. I'm telling you right now. Number two team in the country, they will finish out the top 10.
I thought they're gonna finish below where they're ranked, in the ranked number two. That was a lock. That's what
they're gonna finish outside of the top ten. UCLA caught lightning in a bottle last season. They're done.
I know, but Locke did that every year.
Oh yeah.
So my training immediately went to that, where Locke would be like, Cal is underachieved 5 of the last 6 years, and I'm like, well, where did he start? He's like number three.
Right. Like, okay, Locke. Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, preseason number two. He underachieved. He finished number nine.
Number nine.
Let's take a break. 437 9680. On the other end, what happened at BBN Madness? I don't really care. And Lane Kiffin, we got to dive into that. All your thoughts on the Kentucky loss and more. Got you to 6 o'clock here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I hope after the game, if Ole Miss wins, if they happen to win big.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
I hope Blank's right there walking off the field as Lane Kiffin walks off the field.
Yes.
And Lane just gives him a big old kiss.
Yeah, just mwah.
Just a big old smooch.
Right on the puss.
Just, right. Mwah.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey guys, reminder, GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts right now. Join the manufacturing team today and make up to $660 per week. Apply online, makeitatthepark.com. That's makeitatthepark.com. Have you guys seen some of the numbers coming out for Mark Stoops and the LSU job? Right now, the leader in the clubhouse is Lane Kiffin at 5-2.
Oh, wow.
Luke Fickle at 11-2. Billy Napier, 7-1, Jimbo Fisher 15-2, Billy O'Brien, that's Bill O'Brien, right?
Yeah.
17-2, Mark Stoops 17-2.
Really?
Better odds on here, this is Bet Online, better odds here than James Franklin, who's 19-2. How about that?
Interesting.
I'm surprised by that because I read a CBS article had like all the listing of the coaches.
Right.
And Mark Stoops wasn't on it. Like he wasn't on the candidate list for
LSU
CBS anyway.
LSU does not want Mark Stoops.
No.
LSU would have to miss on several candidates before they land on Mark Stoops.
He'd be their sensible
Mark Stoops
salad.
Is so damn safe.
Yeah.
If you like Mark Stoops at Kentucky, I don't think you have much to worry about at all. I even think bringing
you.
It up, we're forcing the conversation. And quite frankly, I'm a little bit shocked he's that high, which would be what, tied for what's fifth on there? Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I'm surprised a little bit by that. So I want to get to that as well as we go today. 437-9680. Go ahead. Let me hear about BBN Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and do this right now.
We had a really good time.
Okay.
Kellen and I. And it was a very late arriving crowd, and I was part of that late arriving crowd because
right.
You know I was here and had made
right,
my way up there,
but that's fine.
But
yeah.
It was okay though because I actually parked for free instead of paying $40.
Nice.
To park, I found like a little sliver on the side of a street.
Nice.
Parked as like one block away, just boom, breeze right over there. So that was actually nice about that. So we get there and it was, I walked in, I looked around and it looked empty. And I was like, oh, boy.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Here we go. Things eventually filled in.
Okay.
But there were still a lot of seats.
Okay.
It was probably, this is probably, I think, my fourth or fifth Big Blue Madness. That was the least energy I've ever felt at Big Blue Madness.
Wow.
There wasn't like a buzz about anything or anybody. It was just kind of like people went through the motions a little bit, I felt like.
Did Cal say anything interesting?
No, not really.
Just the same nonsense?
It's the same
you
type
people are
of
crazy.
Thing. You people are crazy. He did the Go Big Blue chant with us.
What a chant. Jack, what are we going to do here? What should we do? Go Big Blue.
That's what we did. He listed off, you know, draft picks and all that. The same stuff.
Right. People don't care about that anymore.
The best part of the entire
notice
thing.
Notice how that slowed down, though.
Oh, it slowed down tremendously.
Right.
My favorite part of the entire thing was, like, the most BBN dude ever.
Okay.
Was sitting behind Kellen and I. And he had a beard. Big, big, long beard, like ZZ Top.
I thought you were going to say beard for a second.
No,
I was
beard.
Like, how'd that happen?
He's in like BBNK, like UK camo clothes.
Right.
And right, Jack, you'll love this. They were doing the 3-point competition.
Oh, boy.
Dante Allen comes up.
He's oh, like, yeah.
Hey!
He loves Dante.
Dante Allen's going to hit. He's going to hit 25 of them. Watch it. The dude's wet. He's going to hit 25 of them, dog.
He's wet.
And I was. Guess how many he hit, Jack?
3.
11. he was the worst. Bryce Hopkins had more three-pointers than Dante Allen did. Bryce Hopkins had more. So, but I mean, he follow a C.J. Frederick. Automatic. He going to burn people. I'm telling you, Cal's got him. He's going to burn people. I mean, that was the best part of Big Blue Madness.
I'm guessing the fans loved what's his name? The Iowa kid.
C.J. Frederick. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. No, the biggest cheers, actually, when they did the introductions.
Yeah.
It had to be Allen, right?
It was Dante Allen got the biggest cheers.
I swear.
I swear. Dude.
Shame on you.
I agree,
shame
Andy.
What did Kellen do? Because, I mean, that's so BBN, C.J. Yeah. Frederick, the white guy, yeah, and Dante Allen.
Got the biggest cheers.
The local kid get the biggest cheers while you guys got recruits sitting there.
Yes.
And you're not giving Ty Washington the biggest
cheer.
Shame on you.
That's the guy I want to see. I
almost don't want to hear anything else on BBN. No, we're done talking about that.
Okay, that's
we're
fine.
We're done. I don't want anything, because between that and Louisville fans on Saturday.
At least we showed up.
Over the scrimmage.
At least we were there. But they have about 7,000.
No, there were not. I was at the scrimmage. There were not a lot of people there.
How sad is that?
You went?
Yeah.
Jack went?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
So, I mean, yes. I read some reports, Jack.
You read some reports?
Yeah.
I don't think you read one report.
I did. I absolutely did.
What reports did you?
I read some recaps.
Wait, you're acting like it's a negative recap. There's nothing negative. People think Sidney Curry can play.
The negative would be the attendance, but...
No. I read there were some pretty regular guards there for U of L.
Jack, help me
regular
here. What's going on here?
Because
you can't trust
guards.
Dribble on this sort.
The guards showed flashes.
Never mind.
LL.
Yeah. LL's made some nice plays, but
can he shoot?
Yeah, he hit.
Oh, he did?
Yes. He hit a three or two. Yeah.
That's not what I heard. I heard Jared West super regular.
What are you? Wait, hang on,
super
Jack.
Super regular.
Jack, you can't say anything right now. You are Mark Stoops in Kentucky right now. You are Mark Stoops in Kentucky, and you have no chance on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, who did you thought you were, Reed? Because everything I saw is how great everybody was.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's simply how it goes at a scrimmage.
What are you reading that was different?
Well, go read.
Help me here, Stoops, because I didn't see
anything.
Go read the CD Kaplan's recap on Card Chronicle and Twitter stuff as well, and your boy Jeff Greer had a little something for me too on Saturday. I talked to your boy Jeff Greer on Saturday as well.
I thought Jeff Greer like gave in that maybe he was wrong about West.
Yeah.
Why was he in the studio?
He's doing Soccer City. Or not Soccer City. He's doing the Loose City game.
They were doing the game.
Yeah, over 93.9. Yeah, so he was over. So he stopped in. We talked a little hoops for a few minutes. I talked to Jeff Greer for a minute.
Do you know who you were?
Yeah, you knew who it was.
Okay.
Yeah. He said he talked to. I don't want to give this away. I'll save that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But he. Greer. Look, McMahon's better be a magician because y'all don't have guards. You do not have guards. Mason Faulkner didn't even play.
No, he did not.
What happened to him?
He's injured.
He is, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He was injured. He was injured.
No, I agree. I know he is.
Injured.
I'm just saying, be prepared to be – Louisville fans, be prepared to be very, very underwhelmed with this team.
You have a 30-minute scrimmage that you didn't watch.
Well, hang on. He went to C.D. Kaplan on Card Chronicle and something that Greer may have said that he doesn't want to say on the air. It's for off-air only. That's what I'm dealing with. And I'm dealing with Jack, who went there.
I heard
probably,
Roosevelt Wheeler.
I mean, Roosevelt Wheeler
Big
played like maybe 5 minutes.
But what do you think? Big Wigs was going to look like a Kim Olajuwon?
There's a reason Louisville got 3 votes in the AP. And they're tied with Notre Dame and some other bum.
Withers impressed me more than anyone else.
I don't know.
Yeah. Good, great. Yes. Withers.
Yeah.
Congrats. You got Withers. Okay. Well, he should be playing the power forward.
Wow. You're just unbelievable.
Look, Louisville fans need to come to the realization there was a reason that no one talked about your football team, and that was backed up. There's going to be a reason that no one's talking about your basketball team. And you need to wake up, and you need to figure that out sooner rather than later. Because the football team was proven right. Everybody was like, Louisville football, ugh. Proven right. Louisville basketball, blech. Gonna be proven right.
I'm just astonished that you've gone this all in.
I'm stunned right now. I'm stunned.
Before you've seen them dribble a basketball.
Yeah, I'm sitting
there. I don't need to see them, Jack.
Where to go.
I know who the players are.
I don't know
I'm
where
talking to
even
people.
Go here.
I got some stuff. Hey, Jack, you're agreeing with me too, right? I mean, you're like, well, yeah, Jared West wasn't all that great.
Well,
Ellis, Big Wiz can't move his feet. Roosevelt Wheeler. But you said your big takeaway was Jalen Withers.
Yeah, Jalen Withers looked good. Yeah, and I thought the guards showed flashes. Now, does that mean that they can turn into being that consistently? I don't know, but they showed flashes.
He's going to bust them, Jack. They're going to get busted. I'm telling you right now, they're going to get busted. Election, they're going to get busted.
Oh, my God. He's a runaway train. I can't stop him right now.
You can watch that scrimmage, and you can see what you saw and make it really positive or really negative. Like, I could see how
that's not good.
Wait, I only saw really positive. So when you're saying you could see a positive or negative, I only saw the positive.
Well, in terms of what Schreble just ranted and I guess you can make it negative.
Yeah, but you're telling
me it was fine. Scrimmage. It was fine.
You're telling me that there might be tentacles of what he's saying that are true?
Well, not. Here's the thing.
He's smiling at me right now. This is supposed to be a day of pain for him, Jack.
I know.
And you are giving him satisfaction. Well, but besides the satisfaction of Sunday night, which apparently was a very satisfying night, Strieble right now has a Busch Light and is nodding and is smiling right now. And he feels like he doesn't need to say anything, that you have buried yourself here, Grossman. And I agree with him now. Now I agree. Strieble won this one. He won this one.
There wasn't a Carlick Jones where everyone was raving about like a dude that was like, oh my gosh, he's really, really good. And we got a lot of that. There's nothing with this Louisville team where there's a guy that they're like, oh my God, he's way better than expected.
Well, Matt
or
Cross.
He's
going to
be a certain. Okay. He didn't hit a three.
He did not hit a three.
Took four, missed all of them.
Louis Rabeau said this is the best sports talk round daddy's ever done. A texter on here saying, what is Strieble doing? Another one said he's becoming Big Easy right before our eyes.
I don't know how I am. But yeah, Matt Cross took what, 4 threes, Jack? Didn't hit one?
Cross was the one. Yeah. I'll say this. Like, West and Ellis, I think there's potential. Cross.
Dude, it's October.
Well,
you're getting ready to start the season.
You let me finish. You're actually going to like this point.
Okay.
The Matt Cross being great was the one thing that I saw everyone on Twitter go about. I'm like, I didn't think Matt Cross did anything special. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't think Matt Cross did anything special in the scrimmage, and everyone's blowing about Matt Cross. Like, I thought Withers was good. I thought the guards, you saw some flashes to where you could say, okay, there's something you could work with there. I thought the offense looked a lot more fluid, and they actually, moved the ball. They didn't just dribble at the top of the key like they did all last year.
God, so last
that's
year
something you can build on. Yes.
Yeah.
You had a lot of guys that aren't afraid to shoot the ball.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, like, there are positives. I thought, Malik Williams was active, but I think he looked a little rusty, especially on the offensive end, but that's kind of expected when, it's your first game or somewhat of a game in like 9 months, so that's kind of expected a little bit. So I mean, like, I think there are positives to take away, but the Matt Cross, like, he was fine, but I don't think he was anything special.
Club Strieble going, you better get going. It's October. Like, Cal isn't going to do the way too easy.
Yeah, I know. Like, wait. Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it's going to be January 15th, and they're going to lose the game two Arkansas to Musselman, and Cal's going to go, it's so early in the season. We have all these young guys. We got to mesh.
Texas says Strieble so full of it. I was there. Ellis was dropping dimes.
Ellis did drop some dimes. Yeah,
and they weren't going full effort. It was 3 10-minute shifts.
Oh wow!
Texas says be prepared to be underwhelmed. You can imagine where that's going.
I'm sure, yeah.
Texas says, Strieble's doing the honk thing. Oh, my God.
I'm not doing the honk thing. I'm taking the information that I've received and I've read and I've talked about, and I'm just giving you what my thoughts on the situation, some other people's thoughts on the situation. It was a very whatever. I'm telling you, the guards that you had last year, you do not have them this year.
No.
Those guards, they were really, really good for you last year. Couldn't get you the NCAA tournament.
But I think there are other pieces that are better than what, obviously that.
Okay.
Which isn't saying
much. It's going to be a different team. There's no doubt it's going to be
a very different
team. There's more quality to the roster overall. Yeah. If that makes sense.
It's a much more balanced
For instance, let me give you, for instance, Louisville football. At some point, Malik's going to be gone here.
Yeah.
And unless they get somebody, the next guy's not going to be as good as Malik.
Sure.
But Louisville might be better again. Louisville might be better at other positions. I'm not predicting that they will be, but your quarterback, what your quarterback needs to do to win – may be different if you can get a better defensive line,
right?
And do those
keep
other
building the offensive line, running backs.
It's a much more even team. I mean, there's parts of Louisville's team that's good. There's parts of Louisville's team that's not good,
right?
And I think that's kind of what you're looking basketball wise. You're not going to have Karlaik or David Johnson, but also it got to the point to where if Karlaik or David Johnson wasn't initiating everything or taking the shot with Karlaik laying the shot clock, they weren't getting anything anyway.
Nothing at all.
You would imagine there's a bunch of better players. 4379680. What are we going to get to here? I got derailed
by Louisville basketball.
We need to hear at some point.
I mean, it's perfect that you just have already labeled the team as a failure.
I didn't say they were a failure. I think Louisville fans have big expectations. They think McMaines is going to be
I think the
way Kentucky fans thought about Liam Cohen. They think about that with McMaines.
I think the expectation of Sweet 16 or bust, I don't know if that's fair for this Louisville team. But I've been consistent on that all summer.
Then that tells you exactly what about this team, Jack.
I can't tell which side you're arguing right now. You sound like you're with Strebel right now.
You're
proving him right with everything that you're saying. Like, if I were a neutral arbiter here, I'd go.
Which you are.
In
a way.
I'm not trying to point out that everything's perfect and rosy. I just think there's things you can take away that are positive. There are, but I'm not. I don't think they're a top 15 team after watching the scrimmage. I think both those things can be true.
I wanted to get into this as well, and I don't know if this is the time to do it, Jack. I don't know if we do this in the 5 o'clock hour, but at some point we got to get into process, do we not?
Oh yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of stuff going on.
The biggest fraud ever.
Yeah, with Lamar Jackson. Yes.
So Process texted me. What was it yesterday? Was it Saturday night?
You texted this to me, I think, Sunday morning is when.
I think it was Sunday when it broke.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a text from Process Saturday morning at 10:35.
Oh, boy.
That he wanted to make sure he was off on that Saturday, November 13th, so he could be part of history in the jersey, the number retirement, if you will, that number 8 by U of L at halftime with Lamar Jackson.
That's disappointing.
And I was like, yeah, that's fine. But I'm like, you don't like Lamar.
You crush him more than anybody.
He's like, it's history. I went to school there when he played. It puts a nice bow on thing.
Oh, that's the least process thing I've ever heard. Who is it? Who stole his phone?
Process went to Keeneland with the boys and things happened, didn't it?
Yep, that's exactly what happened. He got around that Louisville elite.
Right.
And he saw some things.
He won a couple $100s.
He heard some things.
He was in a limo. He heard some things. The next thing, I mean, he wants to, he wants box seats at the Lamar Jackson number retirement.
Look, I understand. He had these Louisville elites around him, and they're talking that positivity. Louisville's great. This is wonderful. How about Lamb, blah, blah. Process starts drinking the Kool-Aid. He's been accepted into the fold now. I mean, Blankenbaker, get out of the way.
Something's happening. I don't disagree.
I think he needs to give the Crunch Zone keys over to Process.
You think so?
I think Process needs
to do and Mitch.
The pre-game show in the alley. How about that? I'm with you. The Lamar Jackson Day, November 13th, is Process in the alley, not Blankenbaker.
But he wants to be there.
It stunned me. I'm
still stunned by it.
I am too, but I understand the magic that he was involved in on Friday all day. I get that. I've never been in a situation with some of the people that he was around and some of the drinks and everything, all the elitism. I get it. I absolutely get it. I'm happy for Process in that regard, but I'm severely disappointed because there's been nobody on these airwaves, not even me.
I don't crush Lamar. Who has? It's a great point.
It's nobody.
Jack, has anyone on the air crushed Lamar Jackson more
than Process? Issel would be the one.
Yeah, he'd be the one.
Yeah, but Issel's is just old man stuff.
Yeah, it's like, don't do a cartwheel.
No, it's get off my lawn.
Yeah.
It's literally the definition of it.
Right, it's not taking a shot at Lamar Jackson as a player. It's just taking a shot at him, celebrating. I think that's the difference.
I guess,
but
yeah.
But the Process is taking a shot at him as a player.
Oh, like he says, it's stunning.
He's not
stunning.
Good. Get him out
of
here.
Stunning.
He's one of the guys that was the –
Something's up. The guys are meeting up again. They said,
yeah.
Hey, you know, in the month, let's meet up again in a month from now. We'll all be down there at Caboose Number 5. Oh, yeah, that's what's
Process.
Going on.
Are you going to be around?
We'll be down there at the alley. Yeah, Process will be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's
what
it was.
It puts a nice bow on
it. I was like, hey,
him.
Process, are you going to go to the Lamar Jackson jersey retirement? We're all going to be there. How about that? Well, oh, well, maybe I am. Let me text Andy real quick. Let me ask. Hold on. Let me
tickets
make sure
are $8, so that's, yeah. that's a game you should have taken the family to.
That's the one, yeah.
I mean, $8, taking the entire family.
What game is that? That's November 13th.
Syracuse.
Kentucky plays probably – I think that's when they play Tennessee.
I can look that up.
I think that's Tennessee.
Also, I just saw a tweet from Vanderbilt.
Ugh.
From Sports Illustrated on Twitter. It has a photo of Lamar Jackson. It says, quote, not bad for a running back.
Oh,
no, not Jack. Sports Illustrated.
Jack.
Yep.
I thought it was just like this area that did that.
One guy said that.
I thought it was just like two or three, literally. It was
Napoleon. The number was just a few. There was a guy that looked like a skeleton.
Yeah, it was one
guy. Okay, stop it.
They won't let it up.
The game has passed some people by. Do you not watch the NFL?
I was going to say, what he did yesterday, was anybody watching that game being like, yeah.
Have you not seen the Giants or the Broncos play?
He beat a team like 27-6 or whatever it was. Man. It was the Chargers. They destroyed a good football team. No one is bashing Lamar Jackson. Can we stop?
They're praising him.
Gosh.
We got to get to a bunch of sound in the 5 o'clock hour. Strieble's thoughts on Kentucky. One more hour to go here. It's The Take on ESPN 680.